This episode of Walsh Wednesday is brought to you by NHA of Dutchess County, Foman Wash Car Wash, Juniors 2, the Kyle Robinson Memorial Foundation, the Council on Addiction Prevention and Education of Dutchess County Incorporated, Dayrock, and Walsh Valuation.
Let's stay curious, keep an open mind, and as always, I'm glad we get to spend some time. Welcome to Walsh Wednesday.
Hey there, everybody, and thank you very much for tuning in to Walsh Wednesday. Coming to you from the MHA studios here in Poughkeepsie, we got ourselves a great episode lined up. With us, we have friend of the channel, Alyssa Casciagano-Mosca. You've seen her before. We've talked about the Rockies Ruck for Johnny Cake, and it is that time of year again because it's coming on back around. Rockies Ruck for Johnny Cake, the fourth annual Memorial Ruck, is going to be happening Sunday, September 6th, 9 a.m. We're going to be starting at Wappingers Rural Cemetery, finishing at the War Memorial at Schlatter's Park in Wappingers. There is so much heart and there's so much nuance that goes into this event because it is helping out the veteran community in and around the Hudson Valley. So as I said, we have with us Alyssa Casciagano-Mosca. Alyssa, how are you?
I'm doing so good. How are you?
Doing very well. I'm so glad we were able to have you on. Unfortunately, I won't be there this year because of a wedding, but we had to get you on to promote, and hopefully we can get some new faces out there for you and get a little more attention, maybe some more funding. We'll see. The donations definitely go a long way. So for anybody who didn't check out our previous episodes about Rockies Ruck, whether that was back at the radio station or the previous Walsh Wednesday episode, could you give a little more of an overview, more than the blanket statement that I just gave about the event?
Yeah, absolutely. So this event started now 4 years ago. This is coming up on the fourth annual event. And it really started out as a way to commemorate and honor my dad, who passed away in 2022. So, you know, unfortunately, there was an ongoing battle that he was facing, I really wanted to find a way that I could honor him, but also make his anniversary a little bit more. I mean, it's going to be hard to deal with either way, right? But I wanted to do something that gave back in a way, and it honored his legacy, and it was something that really supported what he did. So he was a Marine, and you know, he had his service dog, which was Rocky, which was our family dog. So what we do for Rocky's Ruck is we fundraise, and for every $5,000 that we raise, we are able to award a service dog to a veteran that's battling PTSD through Guardian Revival's Boots and Paw program. So each year we've been successful with that, which is great. And you know, they're a very local foundation, who they're right out of Beacon. Everyone that we've worked with has just been amazing. You know, they, Rachel and Michelle, like, there's everybody that's been involved have just been so supportive. They show up to the ruck. You know, last year we were able to bring the dogs that we were actually awarding to the veterans. The veterans came at the end, and it was just so cool. But yeah, that's just kind of a blanket statement. Overall, it's just a really great way to support our veteran community, honor my dad, and you know, it kind of gives a little bit of grief relief for my family and I. So.
Absolutely. It ties so many different things together. And I think it's a great event, especially also the time of year. You guys are doing it Labor Day weekend. You didn't necessarily pick that. That kind of goes more along with your dad's anniversary, right?
Right. So, yeah. And that's obviously like a tough weekend for everybody, because, you know, I know people celebrate or they go away. And, you know, to ask everybody to pause that weekend and come out to ruck with us and walk 5 miles, you know, that's a big ask for people. So I'm really grateful for everybody that is able to do that and spend that weekend, you know, celebrating in a different way.
Yeah. But at the same time, it's becoming some people's tradition on Labor Day weekend to do this, you know, which that's pretty cool. It's obviously been tradition for you guys, but there have been people from the community, friends, family, or just strangers that are coming in that are making it their new tradition. Not only is it Labor Day weekend, but depending on, you know, how the weekend lands and everything, you know, that's only 5 days out from September 11th as well, which is another big moment for first responders and veterans in and around the area. So a lot of people could use their own story connected to that and take this ruck and essentially wear the weight of whatever they're feeling with them on it to celebrate veterans and first responders everywhere.
Absolutely. And that's a beautiful partnership there. Like, you know, it means so much to us. My husband's a first responder, and, you know, him and I really have focused a lot on putting this event together. And we wanted to find ways that we can really connect all different avenues of anybody who's been in a line of service. And to your point, like, this has become just a great way for people to commemorate however they feel is necessary, you know, and whoever they're honoring or everybody they've worked with or whatever the case may be. But, you know, again, 6 days later, or 5 days later, rather, it's September 11th. And that's obviously a big impact on everybody in an emotional way. So for us to be able to offer the community something that they can do in that moment, it really means a lot.
Absolutely. And it's so cool to see everybody come in with their different story and different background with it and see it grow the last few years. I want to talk about last year. Last year, you know, as emotional as it was a lot of fun, you know, to be able to do sound for you over at the cemetery and then to be able to do music for you guys over at Schlatter's Park. That was a lot of fun. But I got to say, one of my favorite moments was when they were bringing the dogs out to the families. And one of the kids from one of the families, you know, they're holding the dog. They're enjoying it. And then all of a sudden they're like, wait, we get to take them home? Yeah. Like that realization, like maybe like a couple minutes into the whole presentation, it was the cutest thing. I loved that. So I want to hear it from your perspective now. Let's talk about last year's, the third annual one, having everybody meet there at the cemetery. And of course, there's a lot of veterans and service members who, you know, are buried there at that cemetery. And then to be able to go to the war memorial at Schlatter's Park, especially now newly renovated as well, that's nice to come back to. What was that like last year to see 3 years of hard work come together? And what kind of memories stood out to you?
Yeah, that was a really monumentous moment. You know, just kind of going backwards to the first time that we did this ruck, it was, you know, maybe 15, 20 of us, especially all the members from the gym. They've been so supportive that, you know, they really stand by this. But I thought it was just going to be kind of us, you know, my husband, my family, and that was it. And that was great. You know, but people, as we were walking, they were stopping us, asking us what they're doing, beeping their horn. Fast forward to the next year, we got, you know, 10, 15 more people. And that was great. Again, the gym really helped promote it. We stood by the event. It was really, you know, a growing thing. And it was so cool to look and see last year to have you there sing for everybody. As we were there, we had all the town officials come and welcome us at the end. We had the Boots and Paws program. We had the veterans and we had like 55 people there. And it was just like looking around, I was like, oh my gosh, this is just amazing to be able to present the dogs, then to be able to meet the family that it's going to see the moment that we all shared of, you know, the kids being like, wait a minute, this is ours. It meant so much because we saw what the fundraising was going to. We saw what all of the hard work was going to. We saw that spending 2 hours out of the day in the morning rucking and just raising awareness, you know, for PTSD, for just veterans in general. It was just, it felt like a complete moment. It felt like, wow, like I really, we were able to like bring this whole thing together and be able to support a community in a way that like we've never done before. It was really special just to see that moment come to fruition.
It's hard to believe it's like 3 years ago from what it started to, you know, what it was like the third year. So honestly, you're right. It did feel like a complete event. It felt like you could see the full circle of how everything was coming together. And it was an emotional experience for me. And I'm just like, I'm just the talent. I'm just the, but it was so beautiful. And I love the work that you guys do with it. Now, of course, this is just one day out of the year, but this is something that you live with 365 days. So I'm just curious now, let's talk about the other 364 days that are between these events. What kind of response have you gotten from the community, new friends, strangers, anything like that? What's come up in the 364 days in between that has stood out to you about the power of Rocky's Ruck?
I can actually share a moment that just happened. My mom actually just shared it with me. So she just joined the senior community in the town of Wappingers, and they went on their first trip. I forget where they were. Oh, they went to the culinary, and which was awesome because I love that she can be a part of things like that. You know, obviously she's a widow now, and she's looking for ways to really spend her time with people, and she wants to meet people, and she just wants to be out there and, you know, find some friends that she can really connect with. And she had met a couple that was there, and they just got to talking, and she shared that, oh, you know, we're doing this event for my husband, and she started to share the story, and the couple stopped and they were like, we've been there. We're actually at the end of that. We got involved. And the woman said, she's like, I have the t-shirt. And she showed her a picture of the t-shirt. And it was just so cool because she made the connection. Like, you know, they thought they were just connecting through the town of Wappingers. But then when she realized like, wait a minute, no, like we were at the end of the event there welcoming everybody. It was just so cool. You know, and it was so meaningful to my mom because obviously this impacts her drastically. And to know that she's just connecting with people on every day, not dedicated to this event. It just meant so much to her to know that like that we're spreading the awareness, we're gathering people to be a part of this community, but it extends past that. It extends into their 364 days. It extends to the things that they just want to spend their time doing on a Wednesday. And it meant a lot to just hear that connection. And then obviously that led to future conversations happening and, you know, they exchanged information and it was great.
Oh, that is great. That is Such sweet serendipity to have a moment like that. That is beautiful, the way that it all ties together. I got to say, I wear the shirt to the gym. You know, I wear that and I'll go out. And every once in a while, I'll run into somebody who has the shirt and I'll be like, hey.
Love it.
Cool.
Love it.
Very cool. Never have I ever worn the shirt and then ran into somebody wearing the shirt. That would have been a great moment.
That would be cool.
But it's kind of... Oh, go ahead.
No. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was going to say, it's kind of weird me not wearing the shirt and just going up to somebody is like, but if I'm wearing the same shirt, it's like, hey.
Yeah, there's that connection.
otherwise, I'm just like, I'll leave them alone. I'll leave them alone. I don't personally know them. They're there for their workout, whatever.
I'm gonna be with you, but.
Yep. But yeah, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say the shorts this year, we actually are going with the marine colors. So it's going to be a nice red and it's going to be the gold print. We've added a little bit of a distress flag to the back just to add a little bit more. But we tried to keep the same style throughout the last couple of years. And I think that like that's important because it becomes recognizable. But this year I'm excited because, again, it's the Marine Corps colors and, you know, that adds another special element to it.
For sure. So one thing's for sure, when it comes to anybody who has served in the military, armed forces, whatever that might be, there's a strong dedication to whatever branch that whoever served in, you know, that's part of them now. That's a brotherhood. That's a sisterhood. That's a fraternity right there. When it comes to that, you know, you were mentioning the Marine colors. What has it looked like, you know, pre your dad passing away and then post your dad passing away? What has that been like to be immersed in the Marine community?
It's another powerful piece, honestly. I have, you know, again, I mentioned my husband's a first responder and he was in the Army, but he works with a lot of veterans as well. And to just let them know that we're doing this event, there's a lot of Marines that are in the fire department that come and they support the event. I have a lot of friends whose parents were Marines as well. And as soon as they hear it, they say Semper Fi and they come and they support the event. Even at the gym, you know, like I where I work, I always wear my dad's medallion, which I lost on the first ruck, but thank God we went back and we found it, but it is the Marine Corps symbol. And people would come in and they'd see it and they'd ask like, oh, like, were you in the Marine Corps? And I'd say, no, it was my dad. And that just strikes up a whole other conversation. But being a part of that like veteran community, you know, I'm the daughter of a veteran and I'm the wife of a veteran. And it just breaches like a whole different level that you didn't know existed, you know, and if you need something, anybody that's connected to you, especially in that way, they're there for you. You know, I have to say, like, even when my dad passed, like the way that the fire department came together and supported us, like it was truly beautiful. And I can't thank them enough for it, because to your point, it just brings out a whole other community. Like, you're welcome into their family, but it's a different kind of family that you didn't know that you had. And you were able to get blessed with.
It breaks down some walls and barriers very, very quickly.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So obviously being here at the MHA Studios, Mental Health America, and the fact that we have one of the biggest veterans programs in and around New York, we have a very strong community here that would probably love to get involved with something like this. And you know that I'm going to be sharing with as many of them as I can. Yeah. Is there a certain message to veterans out there that you haven't had a chance to communicate with? Any veterans that are just hearing about this for the first time? Obviously, this is the fourth year. It's been growing. It's been getting a lot more attention. But, you know, there's still some people out there who probably never heard of this who probably really appreciate hearing about this. What's your message to them? Any veteran who still has yet to discover Rocky's Ruck?
Yeah, I guess I would say, it's really important for us to just know that you're not alone and we're here to support in any way that we can. Sometimes I think that there's a huge challenge of a veteran coming back and being able to socialize again in civilization and just become like a civilian again. This is a way that we can introduce a different kind of community and people who are just here to support. And we don't have to talk about anything, or we can talk about everything, but to just know that we're all here to serve the same purpose. And it's just really about supporting everybody and being an outlet. I think that would be the biggest message, is whatever that support looks like for you. There's people that you would have never met, and we're all here in the same place together on this day. And we just want to be a part of, you know, your life and for you to know that you have a different avenue to turn to when you need it.
Very well said. Something you said right there about like coming back to civilian life and, you know, not being like not constantly in service mode, you know, be in civilian life, be in family life, be back to all of that. And that feeling of, can I actually do that? Some people can do it better than others. Everybody's got their own demons that they're dealing with and facing. But one of the big things that you guys do, and of course, Guardian Revival, we touched on this already, how these families have these service animals that help them out. Let's talk about the service animal aspect. You've talked about Rocky before. You've talked about the impact. So I would love to hear more about that, but also love to hear if you have any stories from families that you know that have been impacted by now receiving these service animals because of this event.
Sure. So we actually get updates every couple months from Guardian Revival, from the Boots and Paws program. They keep us updated on how the families are doing. They send photos of the dogs. They just say like what they've been doing. You know, so the last dog that we were able to award, it actually went to a brotherhood. Like they were two brothers. So one fundraiser was able to support one, and then our fundraiser was able to support another. So they were awarded at the same time. So seeing those pictures together is fantastic. You know, I think a service animal really just brings out a whole different side of somebody that's battling with something internally. And you know, we never know what somebody's going through. And I think you know, the PTSD flag is it really speaks so much because it just says not all wounds are visible. And I think that that's where a service dog can really come in, or service animal in any situation. And again, it kind of speaks to that point where like, you don't have to talk about anything, but just knowing that you always have somebody there to support you just means so much. And if that's in the form of a service dog and that's something that we can provide, that's fantastic. For Rocky, you know, Rocky started out as our family dog, and you know, my dad was like, man, we don't need another dog. You know, we had a dog that was getting older at the time. His name is Corky. But my dad was always just such a dog person. And as soon as we brought Rocky home, I remember it so clearly. He told us no. And I went to the pet store and I bought him, and I came back and I was like, look at this dog. And I just saw the look on his face, and he went, oh, and he just grabbed him and the cuddle. And right there, I knew, I was like, this is not our dog anymore. Like, this is my dad's dog. You know, my dad was disabled, and he didn't really leave the house too often. So he was always home with Rocky, and the bond that they formed was just immaculate. Like, it was so cool. And the year that my dad passed away, the goal, like, we started this ruck, and the goal was to have Rocky come and do it with us. And he was getting older, but he was just so sad after my dad passed. And, you could tell that he was just heartbroken. Rocky ended up passing away the same year that my dad did. And I truly think it was from heartbreak, because he just didn't have his companion. So in a way, we're awarding both of them, or we're honoring both of them, right? But I think it's just like, the animals bring out a whole different side. And I'm so happy that we were able to find Guardian Revival and be able to partner with them. They offer so many different programs for veterans. They offer hikes that you can go on, and there's just like group meetings that you can be a part of as a veteran. And to know that this community exists, I don't know that everybody knows that it's there, but I'm so grateful that we found it, because I can help talk about it. I can support it. They're truly like a great foundation. Going to their actual building in Beacon was so cool, because you walk in and you're just able to see like the offices, and you're able to see like their banners. And I don't know, just being there felt like, again, it's kind of like at the end of the rock, like, this is what we work with. Like, this is what we are supporting. This is, it's just great. So, you know, Guardian Revival really does offer a lot to the veteran community.
That's lovely to hear, and to be able to, you know, kind of have a hands-on, more of a hands-on experience and getting to see things firsthand. That says a lot. I didn't know that you were the one that bought Rocky, though.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. So I'm curious. Okay, so you're the one that introduced Rocky to your dad. What was that like for you when you were picking out a dog? What was that like when you, was it a shelter, a store, wherever you were at? What was, talk about your moment of seeing Rocky. What brought you to Rocky? What brought Rocky to you?
Yeah, Rocky was a really special dog. He was actually at the pet store in Wappingers, which was right down the road from my parents' house. And they ended up closing because there was a lot of controversy there of like where they got their dogs from, what they did with them. And I was never a fan of buying a dog from a pet store. I would always prefer to, you know, try to work with a rescue or go somewhere where you were able to find that they were in need, that they really needed homes. But I went in, and I would just go there like on my lunch break, and I'd be like, go play with the puppies. And in my head, I'm like, I'm going to save all of you. Like,
If only
I had the space and the money. Right. So there, for whatever reason, they ended up closing down later on down the road. I don't know exactly the logistics. I just know the things that had been shared. But I walked in and one day and on my lunch break, and I saw Rocky, and I was like, oh my God, this dog is everything. Like, we need this dog. And like I had said, Corky was getting older, and I was like, well, maybe if we had a companion, you know, like, it would help get his little spunk back. And we had started to talk about getting another dog. But like I said, the decision had not been made. And then, you know, my brother and I were like, let's go take a trip. Like, let's just go down the road. And then we came home and, you know, again, like he ended up, you know, my dad obviously like got him registered later on. And yeah, it just, you know, he became his dog. And that's it. Like, I'd be like, oh, like I want Rocky to sleep in my room tonight. And my dad's like, no, he's with me.
He's mine.
Yeah, back off.
Don't you just love, like, it's a common story of dad being like, we don't need another pet. The moment the pet comes in, mine.
Mine. Yeah, exactly. And that's actually one of the pictures that's on the website for the fundraising page, is Rocky and my dad at the park, the sports park on Jackson. Mm. And it was, that picture was so meaningful for me because, like, my dad, like I said, like he was disabled. He was really in a lot of pain. He really rarely got out of the house, but every now and then he would take Rocky and they would just go walk the loop around the sports park. It wasn't very often, but it, you know, when it happened, it was like a very like impactful thing because my dad was feeling good enough to go for a walk, you know, and then again, alongside Rocky, like Rocky got the exercise, Rocky's with him. But to see them interact, it just brought out a different side of my dad. And I loved that moment. That's why I chose that picture on there. It's not like a great picture. It's not like a, you know, a portrait mode, but it was just in the moment of my dad bending down, petting him right outside the car and just talking to him and saying, okay, we're going to go for one lap and then we're going home. Like, but in that moment, he was good enough, feeling good enough to just go and walk. And it was really powerful for me.
It's a real moment. It is not like it was posed. It was not choreographed. It was a real, genuine moment.
Yeah.
And that's why it stands out. That's great. I love that. Yeah. We've been talking so much about the past. Let's talk about what's going on now. Let's talk about what people can expect out of the fourth year of this. Obviously, again, still at the Rural Cemetery, starting off, you do 5 miles, you finish at the War Memorial, everybody's doing the ruck. There's a lot of solidarity. But what can people expect out of this year? Anything new or different compared to other years? Are there things that people can expect and be like, oh, thank God that's coming back. That's great. I'm excited. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So I'm actually looking for somebody who would be open to singing the national anthem at the beginning. Mm. You know, each year at the beginning, we do like a flower ceremony where we go through and we put the flowers on the spot where my dad is. But I thought maybe this year it'd be a little bit different to just have somebody sing the national anthem before we kick off. And I thought maybe that would be really great. So if anybody would like to reach out and let me know if they'd be interested, that'd be great. We're also looking for any vendors to be at the finish line. So whether that's, you know, any local business that wants to hand out samples, anybody that would like to just be there and dedicate, you know, an hour of their Sunday morning on Labor Day weekend to promote their business, we'd love to have them. You know, and as always, my mom will be at the finish line handing out refreshments for everybody. She'll have music playing. You know, my daughter Luna will be there, which is great.
Aww.
This year, I'm hoping that she's going to feel, I'm going to feel like she's ready to do the walk with me.
Is she stepping?
I think I'm going to put her on my backpack. And
I was going to say, I figured, you know, even if she was walking at this point, you'd probably want to carry her.
5 miles might be a little much for her.
Yeah, no, 5 miles for those little legs. Absolutely. Yeah. That will be your ruck pack. Just your daughter. That's
exactly. That backpack in itself weighs so much. You know, and then it really create, like, the town of Wappinger is actually dedicated, volunteered to, a bus driver during that time to just come and allow us the transportation from the beginning of the ruck to, or I'm sorry, from the War Memorial to the beginning so that we didn't have to like worry about schlepping cars back and forth because that was kind of like a pain point. So that was really amazing. So there will be buses there again this year, just being able to shuttle everybody to the starting line so that we end their cars right there. They don't have to worry about getting back.
Ah, good to know, because I did that. Well, obviously I had all the equipment that I had to shuttle back and forth, but some other people parked their cars over at the cemetery first and then go over. So anybody who's coming this year, go to the park, then get bussed.
Yes.
That way you don't have to worry about rucking back another 5 miles.
Exactly. Exactly.
Good to know. If you want to, that's fine. Yeah. I was talking with somebody who says that they've done like a 22 mile ruck.
Wow.
So I was like, yeah, that's a lot right there as well.
Yeah. Yeah. That's incredible. Actually, the very first ruck that I ever did, it started with the Go Ruck Company. And you can actually just sign up and do a ruck through them. And it's an overnight ruck and they take you through, it's led by 2 military cadres, which is really great. So you kind of get like a sense of, I mean, it's not nearly as intense at all, but as like what boot camp would look like, but we were able to just go through, you know, 12 hours of our version of it. And the cadres shared stories along the way. So it's kind of what inspired the idea for a ruck. It's how I was introduced to it. And then again, like, obviously like talking to my dad, talking to my husband and just, you know, learning a little bit more about the military that, you know, kind of was able to stir up the idea of this whole thing in the first place.
Mm, That's cool to have that kind of experience. You know, imitation is the greatest form of flattery. And when you're able to find something that inspires you, it's like, ooh, we can do something like this. We can make it our own. That's good. That's very, very good.
And pause. We're going to take a quick break from our interviews to hear from our sponsors.
Mental Health America of Dutchess County and Reviver Entertainment Group present The Sound of Nashville in the Hudson Valley's Queen City. Featuring headliner, Grand Ole Opry member, and CMT Award nominee, Craig Morgan. With supporting acts, two-time Grammy nominee, Maggie Rose. Finalist of Season 19 of The Voice and Hudson Valley native, Ian Flanagan. Viral sensation, Jake Banfield, and special guest, Broadway to country star, Brooke Moriber. The Sound of Nashville, one night only. Tuesday, October 6th at the Bardavon Opera House in Poughkeepsie, New York. Visit bardavon.org for ticket information.
For 60 years, we here at Foam and Wash Car Wash pride ourselves on giving back to the community because we're your neighbors. It's our community too. In celebration of Foam and Wash's 60th anniversary, we want to say thank you. By visiting the link on screen and in the description, you'll receive one free hot wax and shine car wash. No hassles, no gimmicks, just a token of our appreciation.
Foam and Wash Car Wash, home of the unlimited wash membership.
Thank you for being part of Foam and Wash Car Wash's story for the last 60 years.
This episode is also sponsored by Juniors 2. Come on out to Juniors 2 in Poughkeepsie, New York for Thursday Night Trivia, hosted by CMJW Entertainment. Play as a team as you work your way through four rounds of trivia categories in order to win gift certificates and other prizes. Juniors 2 Trivia Nights, every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. at 1126 Dutchess Turnpike, Poughkeepsie.
Thanks for listening, guys. It's time to get back to the show. And play.
So I just want to say about your mom, I remember when I was setting up last year, when I just finished over at the cemetery and I was driving everything over and I parked over, your mom was like, "You must be Connor. Hi." Big hug, very welcoming. "Have some refreshments, do this." And it was like, "I have to work. I got to set this all up." It's like, we'll leave some aside for you. It's like, this is very kind.
That's the Italian side, right? Nobody ever.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Manja, exactly. That kind of vibe with it all. No, that's lovely. So yeah, by the time you get back to the park, it's a nice celebration. It's kind of like a little tailgate. And if you have some vendors there, that's really sweet. I hope that you get some more people who come out. Again, I wish I could be there, but when it rains, it pours. When one thing happens, everything happens all at the same time. Am I right?
Exactly. Speaking of, it is just to note, the ruck does take place in the rain or not. So it's rain or shine. So just in case it is raining morning of, then we will still be rucking.
Has there been a year yet where you had bad weather?
Yes. Actually, last year it started off a little rainy in the morning. So we were a little worried about it, but then it ended up being a beautiful day.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like, I remember, early morning it was raining. Yeah. But by the time we had to set up, it stopped. It was cloudy. But by the time we got to the park, that was nice.
Yeah, we were ready to go at that point. It was beautiful. The sun was shining. And I actually had, last year was really great too, because I actually had a lot of people from work join in, which was great. So, the gym, the CrossFit gym that I coach at, they're very, very supportive. But for my other job, I had a lot of people join in from that. And that was just great to see, because that was a whole other level of team support too. So that really meant a lot.
Yeah. That's lovely how you're bringing people together from all different elements and sides of your life, and having them all come together and unite, get to meet each other, bringing all these worlds together. That must be pretty sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just people from all different walks of life. It's people we've been friends with for years, from kickball, from volleyball, from the fire department, from work, from the gym, from other gyms that are close by. This is how this partnership started out, was because
Planet Fitness.
Gym, exactly. Yeah. Yep. And it's amazing what can be done just by networking and actually making eye contact with people and not just staying in your phones. And, those relationships really start to bloom from there.
For sure. So I want to talk about the community aspect that comes out of the physicality of it all. Not just the community aspect, but the mental health aspect of what you can get out of being physical out there. There's always such a big push to, you know, in order to improve your mental health or help with it, you know, be physical, treat your body well. As somebody who is a coach and works in various different aspects in the health and fitness and exercise realm, from CrossFit to Planet Fitness to probably more stuff that I don't even know that you do, and in a lot of different things. Why is it so important to get up and get going and do something physical as a representation and a manifestation of celebrating not just your dad, but veterans as a whole? Why is it so important that this is a physical event?
Oh man, there's so much to this. I've worked in the health and fitness industry for over 10 years, and what comes with exercise and moving and just getting your body in motion, it releases so many endorphins inside that you don't really even realize. Like, there's dopamine releases, there's serotonin, there's different levels of endorphins, there's so much that it brings a benefit to. And with the mental health push, especially, this is a really big moment for everybody. This is something that everybody's focused on right now, taking the time to be a part of themselves and really celebrate themselves, be aware of what, you know, what triggers them, what doesn't, what makes them feel good, what doesn't. I think we're paying attention to that more often than not now. But motion and movement and being able to release those types of endorphins, they impact you so much. The stress levels that you carry every single day, they're released when you exercise. When you stay stagnant, when you're staying sedentary, you're harboring all of that tightness inside of you. Through motion, through movement, you're able to allow that release. You're able to just, it doesn't have to be 15 or, you know, an hour. It could be 15 minutes. It could be 20 minutes. I'm huge on that. 20 minutes of activity three times a week it will do so much for your mental health. But really, you know, we have a lot of different support within the community. We have multiple gyms that are welcoming to everybody. We have Planet Fitness that's available for everybody. You know, we're open 24 hours a day, which is great. And we just service so many different lifestyles and personalities and starting points that we really are for everybody in every aspect, you know. And again, whether that's Planet Fitness, whether that's CrossFit, whether that's a different gym, a gym in general is just so beneficial for you because, again, it allows you a space to just release everything that's being held inside.
Mm. Oh, I got to clip that sound bite. It releases everything that you hold inside. Is like very, very well said. I love going to the gym. You know, it's definitely a moment to unwind for me, whether I'm actually going to the gym or whether I'm going on a hike or walk outside or doing just exercises out in the yard, or even if I'm just on my treadmill back at the apartment, you know, like things like that. My girlfriend, I wake up before she does, and I'll be doing my morning exercises, and I'll be in various stretches, positions, whatever, and doing something. I'm breathing heavy, and she'll come out of the room and start laughing at me. It's like, I am trying to better myself over here. I don't need your laughter. But it's also fun to have that silliness to it. And, you know, it was like, just to put it aside, that moment of stepping outside yourself was like, yeah, when you're learning certain exercises, certain stretches, certain whatever, yeah, we're going to look goofy. It's about like going outside of yourself and just being like, this is good for me. And then in the case of this ruck, it's not just good for me, but it's good for everybody around me as well. So that's pretty powerful. That's pretty powerful.
Yeah, to know that we're able to support ourselves, to support the community, offer something that, you know, you may not have thought about doing that day. It's again, it's for your own benefit. It's for the support of the veteran community, for everybody around us, just raising awareness. There's so much that comes out of it, but physical activity is just, it can fix so many things in your life. You know, I try to, again, I talk to my mom about it all the time. She's like, oh, I'm so achy. I feel this way. I'm like, let's go for a walk. Let's go on your bike. She's like, no. I'm like, come on, it's going to be so good for you though. And, you know, and she's really starting to understand it because she realizes that the days that she does get on her recumbent bike in the basement, she feels sore, but later on in the day, she feels much better because she's nice and loose, and it loosened up her neck. It loosened up her joints and the shoulders, and it can really just do so much for you. I think of a story very often where I had a member who was on dialysis. And, you know, she was really battling, and she was in the gym for 3 months and she was off dialysis.
Oh, really?
It's just amazing. It really, and that's the thing, is like, obviously you always have to consult with your medical professional to make sure what you're doing is okay.
Yeah.
But physical activity literally fixes so many things that you didn't know it could. And for a lot of people that are on medications because, you know, their heart's not great, or we need to focus on improving that heart rate. We need to focus on metabolic conditioning. We need to focus on these things that can add value to you internally. But all these decisions that we make every day, affect us down the road 5, 10, 15 years. And that's something I wish I could have said to my younger self, you know, like, make sure that you're like planning ahead for the future. And what you do now is going to affect you later on down the road. And it just, I think that's really important to hold on to. But again, that, you know, that goes in correspondence with every aspect of your life.
Oh yeah. No, I think about that all the time. It's like the times where I don't feel like exercising or the times that I don't feel like eating a good meal. I'm thinking of my future self as if my future self's a good friend and I'm trying to do a favor for that good friend because exactly. I want to be moving. I like the things that I do now. So I don't want to sacrifice that. I want to be able to move and go places and do various things. And I know that I am privileged to do so because of my health. So
yeah. Exactly.
Now hell, I look at Dick Van Dyke. Dude's 100 years old and doing crunches. If he exactly. can do crunches, I can do crunches, okay?
Have you seen Mick Jagger's workout routine?
I've seen clips. I've seen clips that circle around online, and him too.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And that's the thing is, like, I think about Luna right now. Like, I think about how I need to be healthy and I need to make sure that I'm doing everything I can for my daughter. I want to be able to play with her. I want to be able to practice soccer with her. I want to be able to coach her soccer team if I want to, you know, like, and yeah. I can't do that if I'm not healthy. I can't do that if I can't pick up, you know, 25 pounds. One of the best parts of my day is the times that I get to throw a barbell around and then I come home and I like pick up Luna and I'm like, ah, you are everything. Like, I just love you. You know?
Absolutely. You know, that reminds me, there was a Christmas commercial for fairly recent years, but definitely a few years ago where it was this gentleman who he's doing all these different exercises. I think it was mostly like kettlebells and everything. Yep. And then it comes to Christmas Day and he picks up his grandchild so that she can put the star on the tree. And it's like
the most, my heartstrings.
Oh my God. Yes. But that's what it's all about. Yep. That's really what it's all about. I don't even know what that commercial was for, but I just remember that. And I'm like, oh,
I commercial, like,
yeah, but it did everything that it needed to, at least. And, it reminds me, I think about that at times. It's like, I want to be able to pick up XYZ. I want to be able to do this. You know, I was at a party and we broke into playing Ultimate Frisbee. And we were doing kind of like round robin, like switching off very, very quickly. And let me tell you, it's like I thought that I was still doing good with cardio. But the moment that I was out there running with everybody and the back and forth, I'm like, I need water in between everything, single thing, cotton mouth. Oh, my God. It's been a second. I was good when I was on the field. I kept up with everybody. I felt like I was doing good defense. But the moment I was not on the field, I was like.
You guys go on without me.
Oh, yeah. We also noted that the team that was on the most had like the most like 18 to early 20-year-olds while the rest of us were like late 20s, 30s. And we're like, there's something wrong with this picture.
This seems unfair.
It was like we couldn't have split up the young folks. I felt like I needed a cane and a walker for that. I was like, we couldn't have split up the young folks a little bit more for this.
And for real. And you know what? That's so funny. So like, I'm so glad you said that because thinking about like things I've heard about with The Rock and just conversations that have come up and questions, people are like, I don't think I can do 5 miles. I don't think I can run. And trying to just explain, like, it is just a walk and you can literally bring your family. We have people of all different ages, all different backgrounds of like fitness levels and all different backgrounds physically. And if we need to take a break, like last year, we were walking, we stopped midway so that everybody could use the bathroom at the gas station. And it gave time for everyone to have a little snack that they brought. It gave them time to have a drink of water and just kind of like recuperate a little bit. And that was like a 2.5 mile mark. But it wasn't, like, it's really for every different age. So everybody is grouped together. And that's what's the best part is. We have people from, you know, 19 years old to doing it to people that are in their 70s. And that's so cool to see because we have members of all different ages that are just joining us. And, you know, it's really made for any physical level. So I'm glad that you said that because that brought up a really good point.
Absolutely. And also, I don't know if this is needed to be a thing yet, but the fact that you said that you stopped there at the gas station, let's say you have somebody that is a little timid or not sure of their physical capabilities. What if they said to like a family member or a friend, it's like, hey, do you have the car at the gas station just in case? Like, I'd be like, you know, I'm sorry, I'm done. And like, if they have to just pick them up from there, take them to the park. Mm-hmm. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. There's no shame in that. It is just doing your best doesn't mean that you have to be doing the exact same as everybody else. You know,
best is so different.
Yeah. Best is different for absolutely everybody. And just because maybe you think you could be doing more doesn't mean that you're not doing enough. and exactly. even just showing up and stepping up front. And say you do have a disability, say you do have mobility issues, like show up for the ceremony. You can get on the shuttle or whatever, head on back to the park. Just being there, that makes such a big difference. The fact that you got up and you got over there, that shows is like you're doing your best and you're moving, and that's what you're able to bring to the table. It reminds me of like the thing, like I remember back in like elementary school, we were taught something like this. It was like the rich man passes a beggar and gives him a dollar and it's nothing. But then a poor man who's only got $3 gives the man a dollar. It was like, means very little to one of the folks, but it means everything to the other one. You know, it's like what you're able to give. It's different exactly. for everybody.
Yeah, that's the thing. And that's the thing to like think about too, is progress looks different for everybody. And every step is a step in the right direction. So mm-hmm. to your point, whether it's you meet there halfway and you do the end with us, or you meet there halfway and then you meet us at the finish line, like you, that's 2.5 miles more than you would have done if you didn't show up at all. You still got outside. You still were able to even just do the memorial lap around Schlotthaus Park. Like that's a beautiful walking path now where all the flags of the soldiers are there. That would be great. Like that's still doing a part of it because you're present. You're here, you're supporting something in the way that makes sense to you. There's no requirement. You don't even have to bring a ruck. You don't have to, you know, you, like I said, you could just come for the beginning and then go to the end and hang out with my mom. Like either way, it's fine. She would love it. You know,
she'll take care of you.
Well, she'll be there for you no matter what. but yeah, it looks different for everybody. And the support is what matters. And if there's any realm of just adding some extra support that we may not have gotten if you didn't hear about this ruck or you didn't mm-hmm. show up, That's a huge win for us.
Absolutely. We're coming to the end of this interview now, Alyssa. And again, I appreciate your time. I appreciate what you're doing for the veteran and first responder community, and not just that community, but the community at large. You know, it's becoming a Wappingers tradition, which is really cool. And to see the way that things are being built up, it's very inspiring. So before we completely wrap this up, whether it's to touch upon something we already talked about, to emphasize it, or maybe something we didn't talk about, do you have any last little nugget that you'd like to share to the Walsh Wednesday listening audience about the ruck and what you guys are doing in general?
Yeah. I would just love for you to be there. I'd love for you to come out, see what it's about. It is for everybody. It doesn't cost you anything. You don't even have to donate if you don't want to. Obviously, we would love for you to, but just to be there and be a part of this event would mean so much to us. I'm excited to see how much it's going to continue to grow. But even if it grows by 5 people each year, that's great. I just want to be able to let everybody know that we're here for them. I want everyone to know that the community is continuing to grow for them, and especially for our veterans. Like I said, we can talk about anything you want to. We don't have to talk about anything. We can just walk next to each other, never say a word, whatever it is, whatever it looks like for everybody, we're here for it. But yeah, I just want to invite everybody who's willing and able to come out on September 6th at 9 a.m. Meet us at the War Memorial. We'll get the buses shuttled over. They're actually going to pick us up around 8:30. So between 8:30 and 8:45. But yeah, just, you know, whatever your limitations are, it's okay. We're just come and be a part of the day.
How beautiful. How beautiful. And again, we're going to have the links and information of Rocky's Ruck in the description of this episode. So whether you can be there or not, you can learn more, you can donate, see if you can become a vendor. As Alyssa said, they're looking for people to do the national anthem. So if you're a singer, you send them over a video of you doing it. Hopefully it's good, you know, things like that. Alyssa, thank you so much for being on this episode. I wish nothing but the best for Rocky's Ruck in its fourth installment. Hopefully I can be there in person again next year. For everybody else who was watching and listening, you be there because I can't be, okay? You do that. All right. Alyssa, thank you so much.
Thank you, Connor. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. I'm Connor.
I'm Alyssa.
And as always, we're glad we get to
spend some time.
And that's a wrap on this week's episode. Much love to our sponsors this week, MHA of Dutchess County, Foman Wash Car Wash, Juniors 2, the Kyle Robinson Memorial Foundation, Council on Addiction Prevention and Education of Dutchess County Incorporated, Day Rock, and Walsh Valuation. Last but not least, thank you to our Walsh Wednesday All-Stars, those who have generously contributed to the 2026 Walsh Wednesday Fund Drive. It's through your support that Walsh Wednesday can continue to bring quality programming. If you'd like to donate or learn more about becoming a sponsor, please email connor@cmjwentertainment.com. Thank you once again, and for Walsh Wednesday, I'm Connor, and I'm glad we get to spend some time.